Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Special greetings to our guests that are here today and this week. May God bless your time with us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. The text for this morning's message is the epistle lesson from Ephesians. Two words that perhaps best describe all the texts that are appointed for this day, especially from the law side: blindness and darkness. Physical blindness and darkness are challenging enough, let alone spiritual. The recent very, very late winter blizzard in the Northeast reminds us how darkness can come into the world in any given moment. Those that have experienced power outage due to winter storms would tell you that there is nothing worse than being in darkness and freezing temperature. One experience of blindness and darkness that I will never forget happened 30 years ago on a cold January day. I was flying a single engine airplane, taking four of us pre-seminarians to a theological conference. Halfway to our destination, we ran into a snowstorm that was not in the forecast. I did my flight pre-planning, all that, talked to flight service, and nothing on the radar, nothing in the report that suggests such a snowstorm could happen. Talked to flight service as part of the routine for pre-flight activities, and the man said, "You should be just fine. The visibility is good, just some scattered cloud." Suddenly, my unrestricted visibilities of 10 miles plus went to zero visibility in a matter of seconds. I don't recall exactly the words that came out of my mouth at that moment, but I can assure you there were words that I cannot repeat in this chapel nor to air traffic control. What intensified that moment and that situation were several factors. I was a new pilot, very low flying time. At that time, I did not have my instrument rating as I do now, which meant I was not able to fly without visual reference, which means I need to see the roads, I need to see the rivers, I need to see town, I need to see landmarks to navigate. Did not have any of those things. And perhaps even scarier is that the single engine airplane did not have de-icing capability. And so here I am in the cloud, snow, and if those snow turned into freezing rain, that airplane could not handle that situation. I was simply blind by the snowstorm. I could see nothing in front of me, nothing to the side, either side, and perhaps more importantly, nothing below me. I was simply in a total whiteout at 7,500 feet. 7,000 simply mean I'm heading east, and the plus 500 simply mean that I was flying by visual rules, VFR. And so, obviously, we survived the storm and did not make the evening news. Can you imagine? Breaking news! Four pre-seminary students from this Concordia, I won't tell which Concordia, they are missing, flying a single-engine beach craft. They are missing and presumed dead. Well, that was not the case. And I lived to tell the story 30 years later as a professor here at this seminary. My flight training simply took over. And this is the aviation version of repentance. Immediately, I executed a 180-degree turn so that we are out of the snowstorm, back to where we came from, where there was daylight, where visibility was good, where there was sunshine. We landed safely at a nearby airport in blue sky, sunshine, good visibility, simply waiting for the snowstorm to pass so that we can resume our flight. In our text, it is not about physical darkness or blindness, but spiritual one. Our text simply begins with these words, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." At one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. I don't know about you, but when words of the Lord said, "Walk as children of light," simply means do not walk in darkness. If you were to continue in that snowstorm, and if that snowstorm intensified, we would have met our death if we did not make that 180-degree turn, if we did not make that repentance. In the same way, especially in the spirit of Lent, we repent. Make that 180-degree turn now, not maybe later, maybe someday I'll do it. No, now, and walk in the light of Jesus. Take no part in continuing to live in darkness without peace, joy, or hope. Spiritual darkness simply means living a sinful life with unrepentant heart, engage in unfruitful works of darkness that rules by Satan himself. This light that makes things visible is the light from above. This is our Concordia Seminary motto. You can find this Greek motto on our seal, anothen to phos. For you young seminarian, it's good to learn Greek so that you can at least read the seal on the seminary thing, okay? This light is Jesus Christ, the light of the world that we heard in the gospel lesson, and even more clear in John 8:12. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Maybe this day, you are walking in darkness. Perhaps there are sins that you are simply not willing to repent for whatever reason there might be. You are simply walking in darkness that not willing to repent. Your relationship may be suffering due to this spiritual darkness in which you are living. Spiritually speaking, you are walking in the wrong direction. As the prophets tried to tell God's people in the Old Testament, you are heading the wrong direction. Need to turn around, come back to the Lord. God's word is calling us to repent, to turn back, to make that 180 degrees today. That 180-degree turn is now, and return to the Lord. And the concluding verse of our text simply goes something like this: "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead." We are spiritually dead if we are not in the light of Christ. How paradoxical it is that by the very darkness that Christ endured on the cross, on that very, very dark Friday afternoon that we call Good Friday. How ironic, how paradoxical that it's through that darkness that overcomes our darkness today. The word of the Lord this day simply assures you and me that the sun will shine on you and on me. This is the light from above, which is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We are the children of light. By grace, through faith, we can walk as children of light and not darkness. Children of the Lord and not of Satan. The sun will shine on you. Christ will shine on you. The sun, S-O-N, will shine on you this day. Amen. Please stand for the confession of our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.